ध्यायामोदप्लावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीन्नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So we almost completed the first chapter of Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. We didn't discuss the last few sutras which speak about the greatness of Samadhi, as to what are the different types of Samadhi and the greatness of Samadhi. So that we will skip, because whatever Patanjali deals there is not Vedantic Samadhi. As per Vedanta, Samadhi is ever being absorbed in Brahman, abiding in Brahman, and that is called Sahaja Samadhi. All other Samadhis are just ways to this one Samadhi, and that is only Samadhi that is truly accepted by Vedanta. All other Samadhis like Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, or we may term it differently, all those are just ways, are just sadhanas to achieve this samadhi of sahajam, ever being absorbed in samadhi. So that is what is what Vedanta preaches. So we'll skip all those part. So in the second chapter of Yoga Sutras is called Sadhana Padam. It's about sadhana. What are the sadhanas? So the sadhana that we know of yoga is Ashtanga Yogam. So Ashtanga Yogam, eight angas, that is more common, more popular, popularized by various people like BKS Iyengar and others. Of those, only asana is popular than other things. So those are direct steps to yoga. But in order to get to yoga, in order to achieve yoga, we need certain things. So there may be, like, even though Vedanta preaches that Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, that's the way, Jnana Margam, it is Jnana Margam, so it doesn't have to do with any karma. But in order to get all those, in order to achieve all those, a person needs to do karma as an offering to Ishvara without any craving for the fruit. So Nishkama karmam is required in order for Shravanam. So Shravanam requires Nishkama karmam. Mananam, mananam means focus. My focus means first mind has to be focused. So Chitta Ekagrata or Dhyanam and other sadhanas are required. The same way for Nididhyasanam as well. So that means the prerequisite for Shravanam and Nididhyasanam is mind, mental purification, mental focus. So similarly, in yoga as well, there are ways to achieve yoga. So these are prerequisites which are essential, so which can work as sadhana itself. So sadhana, speaking about sadhana or prerequisites, Patanjali splits prerequisites into three. Prerequisites are generally considered as two. So one is learning, knowledge aspect, and the other is action aspect. So action and knowledge aspect with respect to sadhana, both are required. So Patanjali here adds one more aspect, which is Ishvara. Ishvara, remembrance of Ishvara, remembrance of Brahman. So the first sutra of the second chapter says, Tapas Swadhyaya Ishvara Pranidhanani Kriya Yoga. So in order to achieve yoga, a person has to do Tapaha Swadhyayam and Ishvara Pranidhanam. Tapas, austerity, Swadhyayam, learning oneself, and then Ishvara Pranidhanam, offering everything to Ishvara, Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. So all these three, like, if we analyze in any path, all these three are essential. So Ishvara may be different in different paths, but here Ishvara means a person who controls everything. Ishvara is a person who controls this world. Of course, Brahman controls this world. Brahman has created this world, so Brahman controls this world. So control of the world by Brahman, so such a Brahman, we have to apprehend the grace of Brahman. Ishvara anugraha deva pumsam advaita vasana. Even advaita vasana, you may think, oh, in advaitam where does Ishvara come? So advaita vasana, the desire to know advaita itself comes from Ishvara anugraha, Ishvara's grace. So Ishvara arpanam is essential everywhere. And along with Ishvara Arpanam, we have to have knowledge, we have to learn, we have to revise. Whatever path, even if it is an action like driving, we have to revise. We have to revise as to what to do there. So revision is required, knowledge aspect is required there as how to drive. And then tapas, austerity, like means constant sadhana. So generally when we talk about sadhana, we only say tapas. So we deal with only the tapas aspect of sadhana. So there is a jnanam aspect as well to sadhana, which is called svadhyayam, learning oneself. And then there is the aspect of Ishvara arpanam, offering to Ishvara. So tapas is sadhana, discipline, like whatever we have to do action with respect to action, that has to be done. So these are something which are essential even in Vedanta. So Vedanta, with respect to Vedanta, tapas. Tapas is like austerity, trying to enter into samadhi, trying to practice samadhi, trying to do japam, dhyanam, etc., all the sadhanas. So physical or sadhanas with respect to the body, the mind. And then jnanam, swadhyayam is revising as to what is concepts. So mental, as Krishna says, mayyeva mana adatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya. So fixing the mind, fixing the intellect. So the mind, mentally means body also is involved there. My mentally, bodily, or mentally and physically, we have to do tapas. We have to do intense tapas with respect to the intellect, swadhyayam, and then with respect to the heart, or trying to negate all obstacles and help us in the spiritual path, Ishvara pranidhanam. So all these three are very important. So tapas can be of any type. So the main, very word meaning of tapas, we generally consider tapas as just doing austerity or doing sadhana. So tapas, the word meaning of tapas is burning. So we burn all the desires, we burn all actions and the fruits of action that we have accumulated over many births in tapas. So many people, they say like, oh, he has tapo bhalam. So tapo bhalam, like a person who does tapas, his face, his or her face will be like bright. Because tapas means that is burning. So it is not like a burning of a body so that it becomes ashes. It is like burning of a candle. The more it burns, the more brighter it becomes. So we can consider it as burning of iron. So if we burn iron, we can shape it properly. Iron can be shaped when it is burned. A burning is essential. Heating is essential for iron. So the same way, tapas here means like burning. So burning fire. Fire is something which is very sacred. So that fire, tapas. So tapas doesn't mean just half an hour of dhyanam or 1 or 2 hours of sadhana daily. Tapas means intense. So that's why Amma and Ramakrishna Paramahansa say that in order for a person to realize, it will take 12 years of tapas. 12 years because our tapas is not intense. If our tapas is intense, it will take only 5 years, as Amma says. So even lesser time it would take. So tapas means intense. Intense means we find the word tapas, or for the word tapas we see in the scriptures many people, like many asuras, going to do tapas in order to get boons, varas. So when they do tapas, their tapas is intense. No drinking, no eating, nothing. Just standing and doing tapas, closing their eyes. And then cutting their hands, feet, etc. So that is tapas. Tapas means burning. Getting rid of all the notions, that is tapas. Of course, it is not permanent. So permanent removal, permanent negation is, this is not permanent, we'll come to that. This is temporarily, or burning whatever we have, temporarily burning it. It doesn't mean that future actions may not have fruits, bad fruits. Our future desires will not be there. We are just burning old whatever has been accumulated. So intense tapas is required to focus the mind as well. It's not just burning action, it is also focusing the mind and training the mind to go beyond duality. That's something which is essential. If we have to go beyond duality, first we have to practice to go beyond duality. So we can't just start driving in a freeway. If we have to drive in a freeway, first we have to drive in normal roads. So the same way, we can't just get into the world and say, oh, I'm going to implement Vedanta. It will be a total failure. Vedanta, forget Vedanta, we will become so obsessed with worldly life and spiritual life, or the conflict between worldly and spiritual life, that we will become an atheist. That's what happens with many people who think Vedanta is so simple and they try to implement it directly and they become a total failure. So tapas, like if we have to do proper Vedanta, Vedantic implementation, then tapas is essential. Tapas is the basis for that. So first we have to do intense tapas to go beyond, trying to go beyond duality, trying to do intense dhyana, intense japa. And the second aspect is svadhyayam. So tapas is temporary removal. Svadhyayam, knowledge, need to have knowledge. So tapas temporarily relieves everything. But we have to ensure that it doesn't come again. So that is jnanam. So jnanam ensures that we are abiding in that Brahma Tattvam. Not that tapas is, or during the time of tapas, we are in Brahman. We are abiding in Brahman, and when we come out of tapas, we become normal person. So do dhyanam, and when listening to Paramartha's discourses, be very spiritual. And after going home, again start fighting with wife, start fighting with people, start fighting with work, everything. With the same world, same old world. That means temporarily trying to be something and then changing. So that means svadhyayam, jnanam is essential. The jnanam, like when a person does lot of tapas, his mind becomes eligible. So the mind is properly toned, we can say. So that jnanam, when jnanam comes, jnanam will give the true fruit. So the mind will be so clear, so pure that jnanam, it can apprehend jnanam, and jnanam then dispels everything completely, permanently. So jnanam, what is jnanam? Simple, svadhyayam, the word's meaning of svadhyayam is learning. But here we have to say svadhyayam means Vedantic jnanam. That means any jnanam, any knowledge with respect to Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, any knowledge with respect to Advitiya Satyam, any knowledge with respect to Anityam Asutam Lokam, Imam Prapya Bhajasumam. So that is true knowledge. So knowledge here means knowing Advitiya Satyam, focusing on Advitiya Satyam. That is the meaning here. So tapas and swadhyayam. So many people have tapas and swadhyayam. So they learn a lot. They do lot of tapas, they do dhyanam, japam. They learn, they revise, everything is there. But still they are not able to get anandam. So why? Because Ishvara Pranidhanam is missing. So in order to realize, realization as simple as it might seem with respect to tapas and swadhyayam, still some things are under our control, some things are not. So we may do a lot of tapas, still like when we are doing tapas, somebody will come and knock the door, we will have to open it. So we are doing swadhyayam, we are focusing on Brahma Tattvam, but then something happens with our work that we have to forget. We will be forced to forget Brahma Tattvam and argue with people. So that means, even though we may have everything that is required, there is an aspect of Ishvara. So this world, since we are in this world, so there are problems always around in this world. The world itself is filled with problems. So going beyond this problem is impossible without a supreme power, without grabbing hold of a supreme power. So as Amma says, it is like a stick. So we have a stick or a pole. So we hold on to the pole, and then like we run around. So it doesn't matter how fast we run, because we are holding on to the pole. So nothing will happen. So bhaktas, or in bhakti it is also said, it is like bhakti. Bhakti is, in bhakti we have to use the turmeric of bhajan and devotion, devotion, the turmeric of devotion should be used in order to cross over the ocean of samsara, so that the crocodiles of kama, krodham, etc. don't affect us. So if that's not the case, if that bhakti aspect is not there, then tapas and swadhyayam will lead to more problems. We may not be able to implement stuff, and even if we are able to implement, ego or ahankaram will creep in. Ahankaram will come in, and once ahankaram comes, ahankaram is very tough to conquer. Sorry, ahankaram, as long as it is not there, it is easy. Ahankaram, once it comes in, then it is like the uninvited guest. Once it comes in, then it takes control. So it, we normally use the term or the phrase that I tried to help him and then like he got in on top of my head. That is what happens. Ahankaram will come in and it will take control of everything, and then nothing will be under our control. So in order to ensure that we are not overcome by ahankaram, Ishvara Pranidhanam has to be there. So we can also say that Ishvara Pranidhanam is a sort of bhakti or devotion to Ishvara or Brahman. So we see that action. In order to get yoga, yoga requires, so this is a beautiful aspect of it. Yoga, all the different paths that we think are different from one another are not different. Yoga, in order to achieve yoga, you need tapas, swadhyayam and Ishvara Pranidhanam. Tapas is action, karma. Swadhyayam is jnanam. Ishvara Pranidhanam is bhakti. So all three go hand in hand. We have to do actions, we have to do intense actions with respect to spirituality, spiritual actions, and as well as worldly actions. How should we do action? With knowledge, swadhyayam, have the knowledge that Ishvara alone is present here. And the devotion. Devotion means offering to Ishvara or remembering Ishvara. Jnanam and bhakti are same, so remembering Ishvara. Or like we can say, tapas, do action with jnanam. What is jnanam? Jnanam that I am akarta. Then how to do it? Or we can say jnanam is how to do action. Do action as an offering to Ishvara, Ishvara Pranidhanam. So if we talk about swadhyayam, knowledge, how should we get knowledge? How can we achieve knowledge? Knowledge can be achieved when we have devotion to Guru. Guru is Brahman. Gukaras chandakaro rukaras tan nirodhakrit. Ajnana grasakam guruhu brahma ityeva. So, I think I forgot the shloka properly, but Guru is Brahman. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Brahman. Guru is Brahman. So, Guru, if we have to get knowledge, we have devotion to Guru. And along with devotion to Guru, in order to apprehend knowledge, we have to have Nishkama Karmam, which is through tapas. Through tapas, conquer action, we have to do that. So if we talk about control over action, if we have to get our control over action, as we said, jnanam and bhakti are required. So bhakti, if we have to get Ishvara Pranidhanam, if we have to get Ishvara Pranidhanam, the only way to get Ishvara Pranidhanam is know as to who that Ishvara is. What is the nature of Ishvara? Why should I seek Ishvara? That is swadhyayam. And then, how can we remember Ishvara? We can remember Ishvara only when we include Ishvara in our actions. That means in tapas, include Ishvara, what? Nishkama karmam, Ishvara arpitam, na ichchaya kritam. So that means all three or all four, whatever paths are there, ekam sad vipra bahudha vadanti. One truth is prescribed or defined or explained in many ways. All paths lead to just one thing, there is only one path. All go hand in hand. So we have to have everything with respect to action. Nishkama karmam, as Paramartha says, nishkama karmam purifies the mind. And then chitta ekagrata, if we have to gain control or focus of mind, Ishvara Pranidhanam helps there. Focus on one Ishvara, as well as like yogam. Yogam means oneness. Oneness, one-pointedness, or focus on Ishvara, both are yoga and bhakti. And then jnanam. When we remember using our intellect that there is one, only one Ishvara, one Brahman present. So all three are essential. So we can see and explain all those differently. But in simple words, tapas means actions, with respect to actions. So spiritual activities should be there. And when we don't have spiritual activities, worldly activities we have to do as an offering to Ishvara. So swadhyayam, we have to keep on revising our knowledge about what this world is, the nature of the world, the nature of the truth behind the world. Anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajaswamam. That is enough for swadhyayam. And then Ishvara pranidhanam, trying to offer everything to Ishvara, trying to remember Ishvara. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurishva madarpanam. Whatever is being done, do it as an offering to Ishvara. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yah lipyate na sa papena padma patram ivambasa. Offer all actions onto Ishvara, do it as an offering to Ishvara, so that all sins, nothing tainted. So that is yoga. If we do all these properly, if we have each and every aspect of this, then yogam, what is yogam? Samatvam yoga uchyate. We will attain unity, communion with God, as is generally used. We will become one with Ishvara, so we will be able to abide in Ishvara, which is the goal of yoga as well, which is the goal of Vedanta as well. So these three are something which is very essential, very important. It is good, like if we can remember this, we have to try to remember it, that tapas, swadhyayam, Ishvara pranidhanam. So if a person has to get yoga, all these three are required. So that's why today we see people going for yoga classes, becoming very slim, gaining a lot of siddhis and other stuff, Bikir, Iyengar and others. But what do they really lack? I don't know much to speak or comment about BK Iyengar, but other people, what do they lack? Yoga, going to Shivananda yoga course, or people even start preaching yoga, teaching yoga. What do they really lack? They lack all these three. There is only tapas. There is only tapas. There is only action. So yoga is not about action. So we think generally yoga, when the yoga has been so wrongly popularized, that only the asana aspect of yoga is taken up. The asana is just one of the eight parts, ashtangam of yoga. Ashtangam, eight angas to, or eight sadhana, eightfold sadhana, one of the eightfold sadhana. Yoga has other aspects. Whatever we have learned previously, ekatattva abhyasam, there are many other aspects of yoga. All those are lost because somebody preaches yoga calls yoga as just yoga. There's nothing wrong with that. We have to remember that is not yoga. Yoga is not just that. Yoga has a lot of aspects, and this beautiful aspect of yoga is something which is important even for a Vedantin. Even a person who wants to achieve something, even in worldly life, all these three are required. So if we have some worldly desires, we may have worldly desires, we may have the desire to become a sannyasi, we may have the desire to learn music, we may have the desire to be near a Mahatma like Amma. So there may be a lot of desires that are there inside us. So it doesn't matter what desire it is. In order to fulfill any desire, these three are essential. So desire fulfillment of desire means becoming one with desire. Becoming one with desire means yoga, that is yoga. It's a specific yoga. So in order to get that yoga, tapas swadhyaya Ishvara pranidhanam. Tapas with respect to, like, we have to do action with respect to attaining that desire, fulfillment of the desire. If that desire can be fulfilled due to some action, by doing some action, we have to do those. And then swadhyayam, we have to learn as to what that desire is, how to achieve it. Implementing what to do or doing is tapas. How to do is swadhyayam. And Ishvara pranidhanam is while doing, the proper attitude behind the action. So all three are essential, all three are required, even in worldly desires, for worldly goals. And for the goal of moksha, it is very important. So just to summarize or sum it up, tapas, with respect to a Vedantin, tapas is trying to do nishkama karmam while doing worldly actions, and at the same time, like having a regular routine to do spiritual sadhana like japam, dhyanam, etc. Having a strict routine and trying to increase it day by day. And swadhyayam is trying to learn the shastras, right? Learn scriptural works with focus on advitiya satyam, with focus on brahma satyam jagan mithya. trying to remember, trying to gain the intellectual conviction that Brahman alone exists through different works. There are many works and there are many shlokas in many works which directly preach this concept, and some preach indirectly. So trying to revise those, trying to remember those, and along with that Ishvara Pranidhanam, trying to offer everything to Ishvara, trying to remember Ishvara, include Ishvara in all our actions, in all our thoughts, manasa, vacha, karmana. So through the mind, mentally, vacha, in words, in actions, everywhere trying to remember Ishvara. So in words and actions doesn't necessarily mean we have to see Ishvara physically, externally, we can't do that. It means internally trying to remember Ishvara. Oh, while speaking, oh Ishvara, all my words are your praises. Whether it is worldly, whether it is speaking about Eti Gaula Raga, whether it is speaking about a movie, whether it is speaking about something else, everywhere it is only your praise, Ishvara, internally. And then when doing action, oh Ishvara, all these are offerings to you. All these are just your actions. I am just an instrument in your hand. So with all these three, if all these three are there, then yoga is not, the goal of yoga, the goal of moksha is not far. It will be very near, and such a sadhaka will be able to achieve the goal of moksha very soon. So may Amma bless us so that you may be able to implement all these three and achieve the goal of moksha. We'll continue later. Namaskar.